Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi again, and welcome to Spectrum. You may recall that in the past couple of years at Grand Central Station, The Taiwan organization that deals with Taiwan trade has had a showcase showing some of the manufactured goods that come from the Taiwan manufacturers and businesses that are located there. This year, that event was held at the Time Warner Center this past weekend, and we got a chance to talk to a couple of the vendors who've brought some products from Taiwan to break into the American market and to expand their horizons for their business. So let's take our traveling microphone to the Time Warner Center for this year's Taiwan Excellence Showcase. The name of the company is PlusTech, and our guest is Ken Lin. Ken, yeah. Tell us what is PlusTech? What is your product?
The PlusTech is the manufacturer of the scanner and the security. We already made a scanner for 30 years. And at this time, we have two new products. One is an e-scan. It's a standalone for business scanner. And another is an e-photo. It's for the consumer, the photo scanner.
So what would be the natural application? What would this replace in a typical office or in a typical consumer's variety of electronic devices? What makes it better and what makes it more practical?
For the e-scan, in the past, the scanner need to connect with your PC, so the employee table must put a scanner connect with the PC. But the e-scan with an Android pad, 7-inch touchscreen, you don't need to connect with your PC. It's a standalone, a bundle with Wi-Fi and an Ethernet cable, so you can scan and just send back to your table or just send to mail. And the e-photo is a photo scanner. I think you guys have a lot of shoebox on your home. The photo put a long time, will change color and broken. So the e-photo bundle of software can help you to fix the color and the photo.
That sounds really good for a lot of people who have a lot of old photos that need to be fixed up. What sort of items does the unit scan? Is it like a glass flat top scan, or can it scan with a wand, or how does it? Because sometimes some scanners only work for documents,
yeah.
And you have to put the document on top,
yeah.
Or put it through the feeder. But then other scanners, you can, you know, look at it differently.
So the e-scan is not a flatbed scanner; it's an ADF scanner. It means each time you can put 50-page document on the top. And the e-photo, because we focus the photo, and it's a focus for the old photo, so each time just can put one page.
Can it translate different types of photos, like from 35 millimeter to print, or from a slide to a JPEG or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we can do it. It's easy. With the e-photo software, we can easily to change the color, the size, or the format.
And the company, again, is called?
PlusTech.
And how can people find you online if they want more information about your company?
Just type the www.plustech.com or go to Amazon, type the PlusTech.
All right. Thank you very much, Ken. I appreciate it. I hope you have a good luck, and hope you enjoy your visit to New York. Our guest this time at the Taiwan exhibit here is Joe Wolf. Joe, tell us about what you are here demonstrating and displaying, and how that relates to the wonderful folks from Taiwan.
Well, here at the France Collection and here at the Taiwan Excellence Exhibit, it's all about enhancing people's lives. So at France, we enhance people's lives through functional art, mm-hmm. affordable functional art. And when I look at people, look at our art, they smile. Typically, they smile. And so I have very clear evidence that we enhance people's lives. The owner, Mr. Franz Chen, it was his vision to bring this kind of art and culture back to Asia, where China was started. So our headquarters is in Taipei. That's where all our research and development is. And we actually make the product all handmade, hand-painted, in a town called Jingdezhen, which has 1,400 years of experience. It's considered the porcelain capital of the world. So everybody makes porcelain in Jingdezhen, but what sets us apart is Mr. Chen's high standards for detail. I'm probably the only person not perfect that works for the company. Mr. Chen is a humanitarian. He's been studied and used as a case business study at Harvard Business School. He's traveled the world where we have distribution in 66 countries. Moving forward with our own internet site. The product can also be viewed at Bloomingdale's. Again, what Mr. Chen encourages his employees to do is allow their value to emerge. And the more value that comes up, the more enthusiastic everybody is about the mission. And again, the mission is to bring this ancient craftsmanship back to its rightful spot worldwide. But the difference is he uses high technology along with the old culture. So it's a very good combination.
You mentioned making it affordable. The pieces that I'm looking at now, and we'll take a picture of these and make it available for our listeners to view, but affordable compared to collector type affordable compared to what you could get someplace, you know, at a night market. I mean, give us perspective.
Well, we're a luxury company. So when I say affordable, I've been actually told that we're on the low end of luxury. Mm-hmm. So something like Van Gogh's piece over there that's limited to 988 pieces worldwide, at around $2,500, all handmade, hand-painted, is considered affordable. If I look to the piece to the left, our Baroque vase, that's another limited edition piece. It's about $1,500 retail.
Oh, nice.
But we have a product that isn't limited that goes down into the $50 to $250 range. So we have teapots, teacups, and saucers, all handmade, hand-painted, the same quality, the same detail is put into every piece.
And purchasing is at this point online, or is it at certain galleries? As you mentioned, it's available to be seen at Bloomingdale's. Do they carry the products to purchase there or not?
Yes, Bloomingdale's 59th Street carries the product and selected Bloomingdale's throughout North America. To see the full selection in the U.S., you're best to go to our website, francecollection.com, where you can see everything. Bloomingdale's, you can see in person the quality, and you can order anything that you might see on the website through Bloomingdale's as well. Some people like to have that experience of seeing it firsthand and up front. I myself shop online.
Well, a lot of people do, especially... Yep. Especially these days. But it's Franz Collection, F-R-A-N-Z, collection.com. Great.
Yep.
Thanks so much, Joe. Appreciate it. Beautiful stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Our guest is Yvette Tsai, and she is here at the Time Warner Center exhibiting for some of the products from Taiwan. Tell us a little bit about your company and your product.
So our company, Shenhou, is based in Taiwan. We have been in the industry for like almost 30 years. And then we have been in the U.S. maybe 15 years. And we sell professional hair care product. Now we want to reach it to the customer directly. Used to be we reach only to salon, to sell in salon. But now we want to reach out to a customer directly. And the product we brought here today is called SHRD. It's mainly for conditional. Also, we also include shampoo and scalp treatment. And it is a really good product that help protect your hair to anti-freeze and smoothen it. And it's also UV protection.
How was the product developed, and what's the history of the company and its development of new products like this one?
So we have a lab around 13 people also based in Taiwan. They research about the formula, and this formula is one of the most old formula. I think my dad and other people in the lab came up with it, and it's one of our long-lasting best-seller products.
I know a lot of Americans are very much in love with Asian hair and skin and face products, most of which come from Korea. I guess that's big competition for you, but it's also nice, I guess, for people to see something made in Taiwan for a change.
Yes, definitely. And yeah, Korea has been booming crazy about all of their products. And actually, our product is really loved by a lot of Korean celebrities. And it is often featured in one of their high-cut magazines. We didn't pay them at all. They the celebrities just love it, and they show it to the magazine and feature it in the magazine as well.
Now, what is the name of the product, and how many different types of products are there in this line?
So this product line is called SHRD. It consists of living conditioner treatment, shampoo, regular conditioner, and scalp treatment, like instant water put on your scalp as well.
Have you been able to sign up many U.S. vendors for people to be able to buy the product in the United States?
So currently we are online, and then we are in a couple of the salons, but we'll try to expand it more to customer directly as well as to other salons.
So once again, if people want more information, what is your website address?
They could get it on shrd.us.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
So that will conclude our very brief tour of this year's Taiwan Excellence Showcase. It is an annual event. We're going to look forward to coming back again next year. And you look forward to it, too, to see all the fine products being manufactured and coming from the folks from Taiwan. Thanks again for listening to Spectrum. I'm Steve Warren.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.